Anoas elu hachushim, quote number 8, these sensations, haraos, visual, hashmeya, hearing, music, vehareach, and smelling, rishmei hasichlis heima, they are higher intellect, they're higher types of the five senses, hatam ve'amisha shesher heim chumarim, whereas taste and sensuality, touching, are very physical. You will only be stimulated on the lower senses when physicality meets physicality. Give me that food into my physical body. But a soul without a body would never enjoy that hamburger. And the physical, if you try to stimulate those two senses, is not going to work unless you bring physical into the equation. Quote number 9. For Lozos, this is the reason Kinu Rabosenu Zichronim Levracha, our rabbis always use the expression Sechar Hanafshi Amakava HaKalos HaGuf, for the reward that's going to come to a person's soul, to his essence, after the body deteriorates. B'shem Gan Eden. They called it Gan Eden. Why? The only way they could convey the concept of enjoyment without physical sensation while you're still in this world, you should be able to appreciate from these three sensations, you could get tuned in to that type of joy. You could appreciate, right, the beauty of seeing light. It's not a physical sensation. You go into a dark room, a menorah, for example, it's beautiful. My mother once had occasion, my father had a business trip, and they went to Acapulco together. My father was in meetings, and my mother was, you know, on vacation, leisurely. So she went into the hotel atrium on the first morning. And she walks in, and the way she described it to us after she got back, she says, you know, you'll excuse me, but it was my childhood picture of Gan Eden. Beautiful! Everything cut and groomed and planted, trimmed, everything gorgeous. And she apologized. You know, I mean, I know it's not Gan Eden, but after I learned Rav Luria, he said, no, no, no. That experience is the experience of the Perek Shira Gan Eden. Because it elevates us and tunes us in that there's a joy beyond the physicality. Now, you mentioned, how do we go ahead and stimulate this? I'll point out something very powerful, that the debased world that does exist, the black market, if you will, tries to draw us in to these otherwise spiritual sensations and try to draw them in to the obsession with physicality. The concept of perfume, it could be a positive experience, or it could intentionally be an attempt to provoke a person towards lower physical sensations. The concept of vision could be an altruistic experience, or you could have people purposely exposing themselves to try to bring your eyesight, your vision, and debase it straight into the physicality so that you're not in tune at all with that higher concept of joy. The concept of music as well. I remember as a kid in yeshiva, so there was a lot of non-Jewish music that, you know, it was in. And everybody had their copies, and the Rebbe was very much against it. He couldn't deal with the fact that everybody knew that the composer and the singer were both lowlifes, universally accepted, and just because you like the music, but who composed it? And we asked him, who cares who composed it? It has a nice beat. And until I saw Rav Luria, I didn't really appreciate the punch of what he's saying. This is not just music. Music is a joy that's a higher form of joy, a non-physical form of joy. What language are you talking? And if someone does a provocative love song with music, it makes an imprint on a person. And it lowers them. Take the flip side. A Shabbos table. Right? So certainly we have wonderful food being served. Right? Wonderful food. Gastronomical delights. But beyond the food, scent, 100%. Zmiros, songs, music, 100%. Relationships, 100%. And what happens when a person smiles at you? That's sight. That's a joy. You didn't touch me. You didn't feed me. But I have joy. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is a taste of the world to come. A taste. We're trying to appreciate how could it be that there's a different sensation beyond what we're used to, and that's what we're describing. A person goes on vacation. What we're being introduced to by Perek Shira is that vacation is not just the absence of stress. Right? How do you define vacation? You go to a park. It's an absence of stress, right? You shut off your cell phone. Right? 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 We shut off our cell phone. Absence of stress. It's much more than that. It's an experience. And back to the pasuk. Quote number 4 again on the top of that page. Uri Tzafon. The recommendation is take from the north. Take your physicality. Uvoi Seimon. Elevated to the south, to the menorah. Hafichi Gani. I want you to blow in the garden. Let the wind blow a little bit. Yizlu B'samav. I want you to experience the scent. The pasuk talks about scent, besomim, because that's the primary, but the same is true with the vision, the same is true with the little nature sounds, birds chirping, etc. Yavododi legano, I want you to come to the garden. Garden has a triple meaning. Garden in this world, the garden that Adam was supposed to succeed in, and the garden that we refer to as Gan Eden, which is the holding place of the souls, the Yochal Peri Megadov, and let a person eat from the treasured fruit. Again, we have to use physical terms. You're going to eat, but you're not a physical body at that point. You're not eating, but it's going to be that kind of experience, but on a spiritual level, a very real experience of joy.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Mordechai Rhein. For more information, or to bring Rabbi Rhein as a guest lecturer to your community, please call 908-770-9072 or email rmrhein@teach613.org. You can also visit us on the web at teach613.org.